Yes. Yes, come in. It's very good, Captain. Can you please fix Miss... Well, it doesn't really matter what her name is, does it? All rebels are the same after all. Fix her to that post right there. Do close your mouth, Captain. I assume one has other things they could be doing to occupy their time. Good man. Off you go. Now, you. Oh, don't look so frightened. There's far worse places you could be right now. Although maybe you don't agree. I suppose if you don't enjoy my company, we can let the rest of my men enjoy your company. Ah, funny how manners find you when you're presented with something terrible. And a bit of fight left in you. I respect that, despite the fact you're a treacherous little whore. Let's get something straight between us, shall we? You are beneath me. You don't speak unless directly told to. Don't assume I ever want your mouth open unless it's positioned to suck my cock. You are here for one reason, and one reason only. For me. To fuck you. To play with you. I'd come to terms with that. It's the only thing saving your pretty neck. So, what to do with you? I think first things first, I'd ask you if you're untouched, but I'd rather find out myself, and I'd rather not listen to your voice if I don't have to. So let's see, shall we? Oh, hush. Silly girl, you don't have anything I haven't seen. Ah. Perhaps I spoke too soon. Though it pains me to admit it, this is a very lovely surprise. You see, most of you disgusting rebel women are ruined. Filthy. Or at least good for a quick fuck. Not you. This cunt you have looks, dare I say, perfect. Ruining you will be so much sweeter. While you cry those pretty tears, your own body betrays you. You don't want to enjoy this yet. As I let my finger rub against your cunt, dipping between these lips, you do that. Buck your hips like the whore you are. Ah, so just as I had so hoped, you haven't let anyone defile you yet. I had my suspicions. Practice sluts don't get so wet from mere caressing. You are practically levitating at my hand, just brushing your cunt. Do you feel that, love? That resistance? Your purity trying so hard to keep me out. Your mind fighting desperately against it, but your body giving in little by little. We will rid you of this false modesty, I assure you. You shake your head no. Darling girl, look. My fingers are absolutely covered in your shame. Don't you dare turn your head from me, you worthless little hole. Oh, shush. For that little stunt, you can open your mouth. And trust me, girl, if you do something so unwise as to bite me, well, I'll make sure it's the last thing you ever do. Now be a good whore and open it. See? You follow instructions so well. Do you know why? I'll tell you. You're built for it. All of you pitiful colonists are. You just can't help but submit to your superiors. Us. Especially desperate slatterns. Like you. Now, there's a good girl. Where were we? Ah, yes. This pretty little virgin cunt. Let me put my fingers back here. I doubt you'll object much. Oh. What was that? Stop, you say? No, I shan't. Do you know how long it's been since I got to feel a pretty girl's maidenhead break beneath my cock? Far too long. Oh, you can keep struggling. I promise you'll tire before I do. It is rather beautiful when you do it. You need to have release. Trust me. Just let go and stop being a foolish child. It can feel so good if you let it. It's of no consequence to me if you do or don't. Your cunt will still take my cock, still grip it, and convulse around me, whether you want it or not. See? Your cunt is a traitor. Just like you. If you don't keep your legs open, I'll make you. Good girl. Oh, was that a moan, little love? Yes. That does feel good, doesn't it? My nimble fingers applying pressure to this aching nub, slowly circling it, gently patting it. Ah, yes, you are very much enjoying that, aren't you? Trembling beneath me, tied to a post, legs spread, with the enemy's fingers working your slutty little cunt. What would your mother say? Do you want release, little bird? Oh, that vacant expression. Oh, yes, I didn't tell you to speak, did I? Go ahead, bitch. Answer your superior. Yes, sir, you say. My, my, you do learn fast. You can, if you want. Yet, wouldn't it be much sweeter to come around something big and hard? Something stretching you? Opening you for the very first time? No. You said no. Stupid girl. Idiotic little whore. You could have had it so nice. I was ready to be gentle with you. And then you open this filthy mouth. Very well, then. As you wish. We will do this the only way that seems to get through to you daft colonists. The hard way. Get to your feet, you stupid whore. Now walk. That's right. Stop here. Kneel. I said, kneel. There's a good girl. Oh, don't look so surprised. You think I'm above making public demonstrations? Not quite. Yes, I see you all staring. Bear witness, if you will, to what happens to sluts who forget their place in the food chain. You know, it's an ugly business doing one's duty. But just occasionally, it's a real pleasure. Now turn around, whore. That's right. Face the nice gentleman who stopped to watch your fall. Now put your hands out in front of you on the ground. Yes, on all fours, like the good little bitch you are. You won't be needing this. This is going to dirty my clothes considerably. But I dare say it's going to be worth every minute. Ah, yes. Do you feel that? My cock resting at the soft, wet entrance to you. Remember, as this goes on, it could have been very different. But I'm a man of my word. I'm loyal, so I shall do this. Put you back where you belong. For king and country, naturally. Ah. Your cunt tries so desperately to keep you pure, yet I think one great push will break you. Ah. Yes. Ah, that's all it took. Painful, isn't it? Poor you. Oh, writhing around in the mud, scrambling for perches. You're only making it harder and tighter and more difficult for yourself. Now, if you just stop moving, you can ease yourself and just accept the situation you're in. Ah, the whore is enjoying it now. Go ahead. Look up, girl. Look at the faces of your superiors while I drive my cock into your hungry cunt. Ruining you with every thrust. Oh, you grip me so tight. Oh, such a shame you're such a willful bitch. Or I'd bury myself in you every chance I got. Or, perhaps I will. Fuck you until you break. Until you submit readily. I'm sure the crop would be beneficial to such a trying slut like you. Oh, my, my. How you contract around me. Is a little whore going to come? Answer me. Answer me. Yes? Yes? Very well, then. Let your cock-hungry cunt come. Come all over the cock that so easily turned you from traitor to loyalist slut. Do it, bitch. Do it now before I change my mind. Ah. Ah, no, I'm not done with you yet. You kneel with your face to me, to your lord and master. I'm going to paint your pretty little face and mouth with load after load of my superior seed. But this first time, oh, will be so special. Ah. Oh. That's a good cock slut. Open your mouth and catch what you can. Gary not who sees. Ah, greedy bitch. Disgusting little traitor. You aren't good enough to lick my boots. Now get yourself cleaned up. We'll find a use for you yet.